Oh, yeah, it's time to wake up. That was Kerry Roberts. Well, Kelly is here yawning. Kelly, it's time to wake up. Where's your coffee?
It's right here.
Okay, Kelly and coffee.
That's
hey,
right.
Kelly. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And you?
I am doing very well. Excited to be here with our listening family.
Exactly.
So, Kelly and Coffee, we haven't done this regularly for a while, so hopefully we'll get back into the groove and our schedules will allow. But Kelly comes in on Tuesday mornings to share some of the letters and notes that we've received from our listening family. And we always love to hear from our listeners, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, what do you have for us today?
Well, I have three comments sent to us over the holiday season from our listeners just telling us how much they love the Praise Network.
We love to hear that,
yes,
don't we?
We do. The first one is from the Hornbys in Arcadia.
Hello there.
And they say, thank you for everything you do and for setting the bar so high as far as quality programming and compassion. Mm. We love our radio station and all of you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, the quality, setting the standard for quality, because we don't want anything to take away from the message, mm-hmm. but then the compassion, you know, that heart that's in the ministry, and that's so what we want to be. So mm-hmm. that was a beautiful comment from them.
Yes, I like that they said we love our radio station.
Yes, and we are your radio station.
That's right. And then the next one is from Randall at the New Lisbon Correctional Institute.
Good morning, Randall.
Yes, good morning. It says, I'm grateful for this morning's praise programming. I pray listeners are being blessed as much as we are here. Thank you for following the Lord's leading. I pray daily for all of you and the various platforms God has provided for praise. I pray for more listener support in 2018. Mm. Supporting praise is so easy. Even the incarcerated can financially and prayerfully support praise.
Oh, and Randall does. He prays for us regularly, and that means so mm-hmm. much to me, and I know it does to all of us. But he also sends in, as he likes to refer to them, his coins every month, and we so appreciate that. You know, I tell you what, those prayers mean so much, because when you're in ministry, as you probably know, it is a spiritual battle. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot that wants to come to distract us or to try to stop us or whatever it is to discourage us. So to lift up this ministry, but not just us here in the studios, but also for all of our listening family, because like you mentioned before, we are a listening family. This mm-hmm. is our station, all, you know, everyone who's listening, mm-hmm. And just that work that God wants to do through this ministry, through the music and through the teaching and working in people's lives and meeting so many different needs in so many different ways. That's a God thing.
Exactly.
And we don't want anything, including ourselves, to stand in the
exactly.
way of that. So we do appreciate your prayers and also your support.
Yes. And the last one is from Jason, and he tells us how much he loves a certain pastor.
How much do you love us?
Okay. Yes, for that's the love day.
All righty.
We probably should have waited till Valentine's Day for these. But
that's true. Maybe we'll get more love before Valentine's Day.
But he writes, I absolutely love this radio station. I love all the pastors you have on, especially Dr. David Jeremiah. Mm. The way he presents the gospel is fantastic. I've recently started reading his books and enjoy them. I also enjoy listening to the music. It's a real blessing to have such a radio station. I look forward to being able to put an offering toward this station because it helps me every single day.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. You know, it's good to be able to provide that teaching. You know, a lot of times when you think radio, you think music, which is mm-hmm. a good thing. And that's a huge part of what we do. But also that teaching of God's word, that's what builds that foundation and fortifies that foundation in people's lives is, mm-hmm. is the good teaching of God's word. So that's why we have both the music and the teaching on the Praise Network. Because we want more than to just entertain people, but we really want to build people up in the faith and help all of us to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ and to be able to stand, even during the most difficult days, to stand on the truth of God's word.
Yes. I keep thinking about how, you know, strengthening individuals strengthens our churches, mm. it strengthens our communities, our families, and like you said, it's just so important right now, mm-hmm. especially. In the times we're living in for that to happen.
I am sure that you've noticed this as a mom, and think back when you had all of your girls in the house. And, you know, when you were having a good day and you, mom, had a good attitude, it affected everybody in the home,
oh, yeah.
didn't it?
It did. What is that saying? If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
That's exactly right. But that's so true for all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, is we are able to encourage that when we ourselves get a better attitude, when we are more Christ-focused, when we're more Christ-like, that affects the people that we work with, the people that we live with. It affects everybody around mm-hmm. us. And that again, is a huge part of what we do here at the station.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, we'd love to hear from our listeners. So if you want to send us some love for Valentine's Day, maybe Kelly will read some of your comments too.
That's right.
You can get in touch with us through our mobile app, which you can download at praiseapp.com. That's praizapp.com, or through our website as well. And you can also email us through the website. Just go to the contact page. Let us know how God is using this ministry in your life. Let us know the things that maybe you don't like so much here on the station, or the things that you do like. And again, how God is encouraging you through this ministry. We'd love to hear your story, because we all have a story.
We do.
You know, whether it's through the good times, the bad times, but just the different ways that God ministers to us and the ways that he gets us through.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kelly.
You bet.